This is HPR episode 2212 entitled Meanderings, Cyberpunk, and the Minidisc. It is hosted by Quermo and is about 5 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is the cyberpunk history of the Sony Minidisc.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Kuvmo. This is going to start off in the weeds, but I wish to get a timeline laid down. Somewhere around 1982, when the CD came out, I saw a little film called Tron. This got me fascinated with computers and had to beg a junior high teacher to let me take his basic programming class. He thought my math skills would keep me from getting anything out of it, but it flowed like water. Later, a TRS-80 color sound kept the interest alive. I was reading a lot of fantasy and playing Dungeons & Dragons on a regular basis, so quite a few choose-your-own-adventure and dice-rolling programs were written and copied to the tape deck. Of course, a few years later, Girls and Cars took center stage, and it wasn't until 91 that a new job working for a semiconductor plant reintroduced me to a terminal, mainly a VAX system that I loved throwing commands at just to see what would turn up. Eventually, the VAX moved on to PCs, and we had access to Usenet. I had time to read books while waiting for the machines I was working with to need attention. This led to an eventual dive into cyberpunk. Of course, I loved Blade Runner from way back, but had not realized that it belonged to a complete genre. Burning Chrome, the Sprawl Trilogy, Snow Crash. I could not help make the connection to my life, spending the weekends talking with shady characters in less than ideal locations to find parts for hot rods I could afford. And then, during the week, in a bunny suit, striding the halls of a bright white clean room, building the tech that was taking over the world. The transition from cassette tapes to CD in my peer group was slow, and it was probably late into the 90s before the cassettes were finally boxed up and shelved. Personal audio players using flash and hard drives were hitting the market. Rios, iPods, CD players that would play MP3s. This was all I heard about, and jumped into the MP3 craze with an iPod. In 99, The Matrix came out, and I loved it. But the scene in the beginning struck me. Neo was selling illicit programs, sneaker net style, on what looked like a real-world disc. After some research, I learned of the Sony Minidisc. It had come out in 92 and was far superior to the cassette, and was set to be a driving force in personal music before the CD could mature. Unfortunately, while being very popular in Japan, uptake in the West was weak. The introduction of affordable recordable CDs in 96, coupled with the 98 introduction of all those personal audio players, signaled a slow, lingering death for the minidisc. Short introduction from Wikipedia. The Minidisc, MD, is a magneto-optical disc-based data storage device offering a capacity of 74 minutes and later 80 minutes of digitized audio or 1 gigabyte of high MD data. The Sony brand audio players were on the market from September 1992 until March 2013. Minidisc was announced by Sony in September 1992 and released that November for sale in Japan and in December in Europe, Canada, the USA, and other countries. The music format, originally based exclusively on ATRAC or A-TRAC audio data compression, but the option of linear PCM digital recording was later introduced to attain audio quality comparable to that of a compact disc. Minidiscs were very popular in Japan but made a limited impact elsewhere. Sony announced they would cease development of MD devices with the last of the players sold by March 2013. End wiki. Due to the mini-disc's near obscurity in the West and its cool form factor, it has been used in many cyberpunk settings. Demolition Man in 93, Strange Days and Johnny Mnemonic in 95, Nirvana in 97, and of course The Matrix in 99. A recent tingle of interest sent me scouring eBay and thrift shops, yielding many units and discs available at many different price points. Unfortunately, Sony no longer provides the needed software, and great sites like minidisc.org have been asked to quit hosting it. There are some open source projects, such as QHIMD Transfer, which is in the Linux repos, but as of the time of this writing, I have been unable to connect to the Sony MZN505 Type R. If any of you are still using your players and have tips on keeping this format alive, comment, email, or make your own episode going into more detail. I will have links in the show notes. Have a wonderful 2017.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.